All right, Joel, good morning. Let's begin. Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Last two lines. Amar Ula. Kala Kore Kriya Shema Belo Tefillin Kilomei Sheker Ba'atzmo. If you daven Shema without wearing tefillin, it's as if you give false testimony against yourself. So Rashi points out over here something very interesting. Kilumeid Eidos Sheker Ba'atzmo Lishna Ma'alya. So according to Rashi, Lishna Ma'alya means it's a nice lashon. What does that mean? That according to Rashi, the Atzmo actually means God. That if you go ahead and you daven Kriya Shema without wearing tefillin, it's as if you go ahead and you give testimony against God. Now what does that mean? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us to wear tefillin. And if you're saying Shema, which speaks out the mitzvah of tefillin, it's as if you're giving false testimony against God Himself. Pasha Pshan in the Gemara is not like that. Pasha Pshan in the Gemara is Atzmo literally means myself. Why? Same idea, but different subject. Meaning, because if I go ahead and I reach Shema, which talks about the mitzvah of tefillin, and I am not fulfilling that mitzvah, it's as if I'm going ahead and giving testimony against myself. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kilo Hikriv Ola B'lo Mincha. Rav Chiya bar Abba said to Rav Yochanan, it's as if you bring an Ola without the accompanying Mincha. So also the Ola that it refers to over here is the Tamid. There were two daily sacrifices that were offered in the Beis HaMikdash, Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, each of them with an accompanying Ola. So the idea is, if you offer the Ola without the Mincha, then ultimately it's an incomplete Karban. So to say Kriya Shema without Tefillin is also incomplete. Or another example, Zevach Belo Nesachim, or it's like a Karban without the wine libations. The idea is that saying Shema without Tefillin on is an incomplete act by virtue of the fact that Kriyat Shema itself makes reference to the mitzvah of tefillin. V'amar Rav Yochanan, harotzi shekabalav omachu shemayim shleima. If someone wants to accept a full yoke of heaven upon oneself, meaning one wants to have a real experience of accepting the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yifneh, in the morning a person should get up and relieve themselves. Yitol yadav, wash your hands. Yaniach tefillin, put on tefillin. V'yikra kriya shema. V'yispana, and he should daven shema, and he should go ahead and daven shema afterwards. V'zohi malchus shamayim shlema. And that is a full acceptance of the yoke of heaven. So this idea also, remember, makes sense. What he's saying is, get up in the morning, relieve oneself literally of any kind of things that could distract oneself throughout davening, put yourself in the proper state of mind, which includes putting on tefillin. That's malchus shamayim shlema. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan, kala nifne v'notel yadav umaniach tefillin lekori kriya shema v'spalel, ma'alo alav akosav kilubanam izbeach, v'hekrav alav karban. This is amazing Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan says that anyone who relieves themselves in the morning, well, so you have to understand, you wonder to yourself, why would the Gemara, like, give you a shkoyach for relieving yourself in the morning? So you have to appreciate something. That remember, in the days before indoor plumbing, so when people had to relieve themselves, it wasn't the pshat, like you got out of bed and you went to the bathroom. It was a trek. So one might be tempted to go ahead and say, you know what? It's too dark, it's too cold, it's too hot. I'm not trekking out now, right? I'll first go ahead and daven or take care of anything else, and then I'll take care of my needs afterwards. Obviously, that would distract a person significantly from tefillah. So the idea is, one who's moser nefesh, so to speak, to go ahead and relieve themselves in the morning, that's Kabbalah's Amach Hushayim Tchila. So Rabbi Yochanan says that if you use the bathroom, wash your hands, put on tefillah, and say Shema, Daven Shemona Esrei, it's as if you've built a mizbeach and given a carbon on it. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, from Tehillim, Erchatz b'nikayon kapai, literally, I will wash in the cleanliness of my hands. The esovava es mizbechacha Hashem, and I will circle your altar, God. So the Gemara is dashing from that over there. That erchatz b'nikayon kapayim asov mizbechacha Hashem. That altar here, if you look at Rashi, erchatz b'nikayon mashma erchatz kolaguf. I'm sorry, that's later on. Amalei Rava lo sover lamar kilu tavel. The ksiv erchatz b'nikayon v'lo ksiv erchatz kapay. So Rava comes along and says it's not just as if you built a mizbech and offered a carbon, but listen to this, it's as if you've gone to the mikvah. As if you've gone to the mikvah. Why? Because Rava says, it doesn't say erchatz kapi, I wash my hands, but it says erchatz benikayon, I will wash myself in the cleanliness like my hands. The idea being that if one takes care of all their things in the morning, in this proper order, it's as if one built a mizbeach, offered a karbon, it's as if one actually went to the mikvah. V'lo kas, okay. Amar le Ravina le Rava, chazi mar hai tzura me rabanon, the asami ma'arava. So Ravina said to Rava, have you seen this particular Talmud Chacham who came from Eretz Yisrael? And he said the following, Va'amar, mi she'in lo mayim lirchotz yadav. Now once the Gemara began talking about Netilas Yadayim, the Gemara is going to bring in a very interesting halacha. Let's say someone does not have water to wash their hands in the morning. So what happens? Mikaneach Yodav Ba'afar Ubitzor Ubitzor Ubikismis. A person could go ahead and literally it says wash their hands. It really means clean their hands. Ba'afar with earth, tsrar stones, kismis wood chips. Amr lei shapir kamer. So he responded, that's a wonderful statement. First, let's take a quick look at Rashi of Osai. It's the second time I did that today. Sorry. So Amr lei shapir kamer. So Rava said to Ravina, that's an excellent statement. Miksiv echatz b'mayim b'nikayon ksiv. Does David HaMelech say, I will wash with water? No. David HaMelech says what? I will wash with cleanliness, which means kol midi demanki, that you could use for netilas yadayim any item that cleans. So what that means practically is that the Gemara is saying that if one doesn't have water, so one could go ahead and rub their hands against anything that could technically remove a foreign substance, whether that's hard earth, or ultimately whether that's stones, or whether it's wood, one would be able to rub their hands against that. Dohar Rav Chista, layit aman de mahader amaya be'idan salusa. Rav Chista cursed someone who went looking for water at the time of davening. However, that's for Shema. Avala tfila mehader. So apparently Rav Chista got very upset at people who went looking for water at the time for Shema, because there was a concern that if you started looking for water at the time of Kriyat Shema, what was going to happen? You'd get preoccupied with your search and you'd end up going ahead and missing out. But he only had a problem with that for Kriyat Shema. But for tfila, he allowed it. If you look at Rashi is the Kriyat Shema, be'idna de Kriyat Shema shezmana kavua pen yavar azman. Avala tfila, dechol hayom zmanohu, tzarech lemehadra maya. So Rashi is something very interesting, that Rav Chista only had a problem in terms of when you were looking for order for Shema. But for Tfila, whose time is the whole day, which is the question, of course, what does that Rashi mean? So Rashi doesn't mean a whole day, but what Rashi does mean is you do have extra time for Tfila. Right now, as we spoke about, we'll see actually, when we didn't speak about it yet, in the fourth parak, we'll see that Me'ikar Adin Yishad David by the fourth hour, but technically speaking, you have until Chatzos. So because you have a much longer time, Rav Chista wasn't concerned if you went looking for water. Va'ad kama, and how far do you have to go to find water? So the Gemara says, Ad parsa, until a parsa. Now parsa is 4 mil, right? 4 mil. It's about 2.5 miles. V'hani mili l'kame. That only applies to what? If you're to travel for water, if you're continuing on your journey, meaning you don't have to backtrack for water. If your water is within a parsa in front of you, then you should go get it. Avala achore, but in back of him, afilu mil eino chozer. You don't even have to go back a mil. So the Gemara dashes that, by the way, mil hu de eino chozer. It's only if the water is within a mil behind you don't have to go back, or a mil behind you don't have to go back. Ha pachos mi mil chozer. But if the water is within a mil, even if it means that you backtrack a little bit, you go and you look for it. So also halacha l'maisa, this yields to us a very important idea, which is that in the absence of water, one could do netilas yadayim with a midi demanki, with a substance that has the ability to remove dirt from one's hands. So one would be permitted to go ahead and, let's say, rub their hand against the table. One could rub it against hard earth, against stones, against wood. But that Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like that. However, the bracha, of course, is not on the tilas yadayim. The bracha is on the kius yadayim. But there's only one particular issue with that, which is that we know, and again, we have to do this quickly, but there are two reasons for the tilas yadayim in the morning. There's ruach ra, there's a spirit of impurity that rests upon the hands that is related to the fact that sleep has an element of death associated with it, and there is nikios, there's cleanliness. The rubbing one's hands on some kind of hard surface takes care of nikios, takes care of cleanliness. It does not take care of ruach ra. It does not take care of the spirit of impurity, which means that even if one did not have access to water and therefore had to use one of these other means to clean their hands, so to speak, when they came in contact with water, they would have to still wash their hands in order to take care of the ruach ra. Says the Mishnah, Kori eshma v'lo eshmi l'ozno. If one reads Shema and did not hear what it was that they were saying, Yotza, you're Yotze. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if you can't hear what you're saying, you're not Yotze. Kara v'lo ditek bos Yotza. If you read the Shema, but you were not careful about your pronunciation or enunciation of the words, Rashi says, Lefarshon yofa b'svasav, which sounds, pronunciation of the words, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says you're Yotze. Rabbi Huda Omer Lo Yotza. Rabbi Huda says you're not Yotze. Hakor the Mafreya. If one reads out of order, Lo Yotza. You're not Yotze. Ta'al. If you made a mistake in Shema, Yachzor LeMakom Shetal. Now I'll say what that means. Just in what that means is that if you made a mistake, you go back to where you made the mistake and what, and read Shema from there, and read Shema from there. Fine. Says the Gemara. My time is Rabbi Yossi. What is Rabbi Yossi's logic? Meaning, why is it that Rabbi Yossi holds that if you read Shema and you didn't hear what you're saying, that you're not Yotze? So simply, he says, Dichsev Shema, because the Pasuk says Shema. And we dash from that, Hashmei le'oznecha ma'asha'ata motzi mipicha. Your ears must hear that which is coming out of your mouth. The Tanakama suffer. The Tanakama, on the other hand, holds Shema b'choloshon sh'ata shomea. We saw this earlier. The Tanakama holds that no, the word Shema comes to teach us what? That you could go ahead and listen to Shema or do Shema in any language that you hear. For Rabbi Yossi, tarti Shema mina. Rabbi Yossi learns two things out of the word Shema. Number one, that you could hear Shema in any language that you understand. And number two, that when you go ahead and you recite Shema, you must hear the words that are coming out of your mouth. So the Gemara goes on. Tanan Hasam. So we'll say, now what's going to end up happening is, the Gemara is going to quote a number of different brisos that have to deal with this concept of hearing or not hearing certain things that you do. And based on our Mishnah, the Gemara is going to try to ascribe authorship to these particular brisos. So the Gemara says, Tanan, so we learned in the Mishnah, or Mishnah, as I should say. Hasam. Tanan Hasam. Cheresh Hamadar Ve'eno Shamea. If you have now we'll also remember, Cheresh in Halacha is used in different ways. Normally, Cheresh, when unqualified, means a deaf mute. Here you'll see the Gemara says Cheresh, someone who is a Cheresh, Hamedaber ve'eno shomea. So deaf, a Cheresh that's deaf but is able to speak. So lo yitrum, should not take truma, right? Ve'im taram truma so truma. But if he took truma, it works. So the Gemara says, why can't he go ahead? Rash says, why can't he take truma lo yitrum? Lefisha eno shomea habracha shumevarech alea. There is a bracha on hafrashas truma. Right, Asher Kiddushav Musav Tzivano LaHafresh Shmo Semais Ros. So the halacha is because he can't hear the bracha that he's making lechatchila, he should not separate truma because he can't make the bracha, because he can't hear the bracha, lechatchila should not separate the truma. But if he did it, it works. So the Gemara says, Man Tana Chirish Hamadar VeEino Shomea DiEved In LeChatchila Lo. Who is the Tana that espouses this idea that because he can't hear the bracha LeChatchila he shouldn't do it, but BiDiEved it works? So the Gemara says simply, Amar Rav Chista, Rabbi Yossi. It must be Rabbi Yossi. Why? What did Rabbi Yossi say? Disnan Hakori Eshma Velo Eshmir LeAzno Yatsa Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Yatsa. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is now actually quotes our Mishnah. Now the difference in this version of the Mishnah versus our version of the Mishnah is that this version of the Mishnah ascribes the Tanakhama's opinion to Rabbi Yehuda, which is going to be the basis that the Gemara operates with going forward. That Rabbi Yehuda is the opinion who holds that if you read Shema but did not hear what you read, you're still Yotze, versus Rabbi Yossi who holds that you're not Yotze. So the Gemara says, Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi lo Yotze legabe kriya shanda raisa. So when does Rabbi Yossi say that you're not Yotze if you don't hear what you said? That's by Kriya Shema, which is the Oraisa. However, Aval Truma, Mishum Bracha, Ubracha Dirabanan, Velo Bebracha Tal Yemilsa. But Rabbi Yossi would agree in the case of Truma, where what, Rabbi Yossi? Where Aloch Lemaisa, number one, the Bracha is Dirabanan. Number two, what happens if we separated Truma Smaisa so that a Bracha? The separation is still good. So the Bracha is not Ma'akev. So in that case, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that what? That you're Yotze. So the Gemara says, one second. Or we might Rabbi Yossi, Dim Rabbi Yehuda. So why do you have to say that the brace of the Cheresh is Rabbi Yossi? Why don't you say it's Rabbi Yehuda? Va'omer gabi kriya shma nami di eved in lechatchila lo. And maybe when Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah that what? That if you read Shema but did not hear what you said, that's also Rabbi, and Rabbi Yossi says you're Yatza, maybe Yatza means b'di'evet and not l'chatchila. If that's the case, then Rabbi Yehuda can also be the author of the Truma Mishnah, because Truma Mishnah is also saying l'chatchila no b'di'evet, yes. So, and furthermore, we give you a proof. Teda diktani hakore di evedin lechatchila lo. Furthermore, I've also said the Gemara wants to be medayik in the lashon. The lashon of the Mishnah is hakore eshma. So hakore eshma means what? one who read Shema, or one who was already reading Shema, in other words, ex post facto, this has already been done. And in that case, the Eved, excuse me, Hakori the Eved in Lechatzchila though? Hakori the Eved in Lechatzchila though? That even a Lashon of Hakori would mean that Bidi Eved, according to Rabbi Yehuda Yoyotze, Lechatzchila you're not, which could then make Rabbi Yehuda the author of the Mishnah by the Chayresh. So the Gemara says, Amri hai diktani Hakori, lohodi achel kochud Rabbi Yossi, do amr di Eved nami lo. So the Gemara says, no. The reason why the Mishnah uses Lashon of Hakori, which yes means an ex post facto Lashon had already happened, is to show you the strength of the position of Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi holds that even Bidi Eved, if you read Shema and did not hear what you read, then Aloch Lamaisi, you're not Yotzi. De'ir Rabbi Yehuda, afil lechatchila nami yotza. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, in reality, you're Yotzi lechatchila even if you did not hear the words of Shema. Fine. So the Gemara therefore says, so I will say, we're back to square one, we're trying to figure out who is the author of the Mishnah regarding the Cheresh by separation of Truma.
Sorry, who was who again?
I'm sorry?
Who said who again?
Rabbi, who said who and what? In the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda is the one who says that if you read Shema and did not hear what you said, you're Yotzei. Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotzei. Now, again, that's the only thing we know. What now is going to become the point of contention is, are they saying their respective Shitos Lechatchila or Bidiyavet? That's going to be the big swing factor in this. But we know Rabbi Huda says Yotza, Rabbi Yossi says Lo Yotza.
It seems like it can be Bidiyavet because it says one reads and then except
that's the Gemara answered that it's only to give you the strength of the position of Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara goes right there. But yet the Braisa says that one should not go ahead and bench in one's heart. To libo. Now I will say, what's interesting over here is if you take a look. We'll come back to it. So, a person should not bench in their heart. Now, bench in their heart cannot literally mean bench in their heart. So when we think bench in their heart, you think of this idea of scanning the words. It can't mean that, because, you know, that for sure has no halachic standing. When you just scan something, that is not called a recitation at all. So rather, what it means over here is, bepashtos, this idea of reading it without enunciating or articulating the words in a way that you could hear it. So the Gemara says, ve'im beirach yotza. But if you did it like this, meaning if you read it in an audible fashion, you're Yotze. So Gemara says, money, whose opinion does this reflect? Lo Rabbi Yossi v'lo Rabbi Yehuda. It's neither. Why? Di Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar lechatchila in nami yotza. According to Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you read something, even if you can't hear it, lechatchila you're Yotze. And therefore this Mishnah says, or this prize says, excuse me, by Bir Kasa Mazon, that you only Yotze with the Eved. Is Rabbi Yossi the Eved Namilo? And if it's Rabbi Yossi, he holds that if you say something and you can't hear what you said, you're not even Yotze with the Eved. While this prize says, you are Yotze with the Eved. To which the Gemara says, Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, it must be the view of Rabbi Yehuda, with the Eved in Lechatchila Lo. And the truth is, maybe Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, when he says you're Yotze, Yotze only means with the Eved, but not Lechatchila. Elohad Tani Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. I've said, now we're going a little bit back to what we quoted before. But what about the brisa that was quoted? There's another brisa that was quoted about saying that so a person, a cheresh, who cannot hear, who separates truma, he could do lechatchila. Right? He could do lechatchila. So Gemara says, money, whose opinion does that reflect? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yossi. That's neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Yossi. Why? E Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar di evet in lechatchila lo. Because if it's Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you can't hear what you are doing, what you are saying, that you're only Yotzei b'di evet, but not lechatchila. E Rabbi Yossi ha'di evet nami lo. And according to Rabbi Yossi, even b'di evet, you're not Yotzei. Ela li olam Rabbi Yehuda. In reality, it reflects the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Va'afilu lechatchila. And Rabbi Yehuda's core position is what? That even lechatchila, if you go ahead and you do a particular mitzvah and you can't hear that which you are doing, you are Yotzei. So I will say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, therefore, when it says Hakori Kriyashma, and you didn't hear what you were saying, Rabbi Yehuda says Yotza lechatchila. The Cheresh you can't hear separates Truma, even lechatchila. Birkas HaMazon, even if you say the words but can't hear it, even lechatchila. So the Gemara says, and Hadidei Hadrabei. One's opinion, so in certain times Rabbi Yehuda reflects his own opinion, and other times he espouses the opinion of his Rebbe. What's the opinion of his Rebbe? Disnan, Rabbi Yehuda Om Rishon Belozer Ben Azarya, Hakori Eshma, Tzorech Sheyashmiya La'ozno, Shene Emar, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Rabbi Elozer Ben Azarya, his Rebbe, that when you read Kriya Shema, you have to hear that which you are saying. Why? Because it says, Shema Yisrael Shema Kino Hashem Echad. Amar Rabbi Meir, Harehu Omer, Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom Al Livavecha, Achar Kavanas Halev, Hein Hein Advarim. Rabbi Meir says, but one second, you're quoting a pasuk that says, Shema Yisrael Shema Kino Hashem Echad. I'm going to quote you another pasuk that says, Vahayu Advarim Ha'ila Al Livavecha. On your heart. Rabbi Meir says, on your heart means what? That even if you're not actively articulating it in a way that you could hear, as long as you know that you're saying it, that's enough. So Rabbi says, the Gemara quotes this to show us that really there are two positions. There's Rabbi Yehuda himself, who holds l'chatchila, even if you didn't hear the Shema, you're still Yoti. Obviously, you got everybody, because you have to actually, you have to articulate, you have to enunciate the words. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to hear it. His Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, holds that's only good b'dieved, but not l'chatchila. And now we're introduced to Rabbi Meir, who also is l'chatchila, it's good. So the Gemara says, one second. Hasha the ases l'hacha efi l'tim Rabbi Yehuda k'rabe svirale. Velo kasha harabi meir harabi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, wonderful, you just did us an incredible tova, because now that you introduced us to the position of Rabbi Meir, you could even say that even if Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rabbi, remember I will say, all we're looking for in this whole discussion is what? We need a position that holds l'chatchila, even if you don't hear that which it is that you are doing, you are Yotze. It's certainly not Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds even b'dieved, you're not Yotze. Rabbi Yehuda, again, we're not sure what he holds, because he seemed to have conflicting views, but we finally have Rabbi Meir, who holds the l'chatchila, even if you didn't hear your Kriya Shema, l'chatchila, even if you didn't hear the articulated words of benching, l'chatchila, even if a chirish separated Shema, you're Yotze. Sigmar says, wonderful, Shalom Yisrael. We don't have to try to now twist ourselves into a puzzle to figure out the position of Rabbi Yehuda, because we can ascribe all of these l'chatchila statements to Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Tanan Hossam. Everyone is permitted to read the Megillah, with the exception of a Chereish, Shota, and a Katam. So again, over here, Chereish must mean someone who's deaf and not mute, because obviously if he's mute, he's not reading the Megillah. Right? Shota, someone who's insane. Katan, a minor. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Katan is okay. Kosher. So the Gemara says, "Man Tana Chereish Di Eved Namilo." Who is the opinion who holds that even Bidi Eved a Chereish cannot read the Megillah? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Masna Rabbi Yosi." Ah, it's Rabbi Yosi. This man Hakori Eshav Lo Shmila Oz No Yotza Di Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yosi Omer Lo Yotza. So again, the position of Rabbi Yosi by Kriya Shema is that if you can't hear that which you did, you're not even Yotze Bidi Eved. Therefore, he must be the opinion that holds that even Bidi Eved by Megillah a Chereish can't lane. So the Gemara says, my Rabbi Yosi v'diyeved nami lo. How do you know this is Rabbi Yosi? Even v'diyeved is not good. Dilma Rabbi Yehuda l'chatchila hu d'lo. How the eved shapir dami? Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda who holds l'chatchila the chirish can't read, but v'diyeved he can. To which the Gemara says, lo sakadaycha d'tani chirish dumya d'shota v'katan. Because now remember the acronym is chashu chirish shota v'katan. So the Gemara says chirish shota v'katan are dealt with as one group. Ma shote v'katan di eved namilo, just like a shote and a katan. I will say, just so you should know, what's the halachic definition of a shote? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah discusses this idea that a shote is someone who's long beveis hakvaros, goes ahead and sleeps in the cemetery. The kori es begadav tears his clothing. Now, what does that mean? The Gemara is just giving an example of totally irrational behavior. That's the halachic definition of a shote, someone who's totally irrational. So the Gemara says the fact that we group cheresh shote v'katan together. It says, Chereish dumi the shot of the katan. Ma shot of the katan, the Eved Namilo. Just like a shot of the katan, even the Eved can't read the Megillah. Af Chereish the Eved Namilo. So to the Chereish, the Eved is not good either. So the Gemara says, Vidil mahakidisa vahakidisa. How do you know to group them all together? Maybe halacha lemaisa, the Chereish is in a category of his own. Umi matzis lo ukma k'Rabbi Yehuda, but can you really set up this particular Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? V'hami diktani seifa, but look how the end of the Mishnah ends off. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. So here's the issue. Here's the issue that the way the Mishnah starts off is just with what we call a stam, a general statement that everybody can read the Megillah except for Chereish Shota v'Katan, and there's no particular opinion mentioned there. The end of the Mishnah then comes along and says, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can go ahead and have a Katan read. So the Gemara says, "V'seif Rabbi Yehuda Mashir b'Katan Michlal the Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehudahi. So the Gemara says, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned by name at the end of the Mishnah would indicate what? That he is not the author of the first part of the Mishnah. V'dzilma kulu Rabbi Yehudahi. But maybe in reality, the whole Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Yehuda. U'trei gavni katan. And rather, what the Mishnah is making reference to are two different types of kitanim. V'chisuri me'achzor v'halchi katani. And there's a missing line in the Mishnah, and here's how the Mishnah is supposed to read. Hakol k'sherim nikros es ha-megillah. Everyone is permitted to read the Megillah. Chutz mecheresh shota v'katan. B'med dvar mamurim. When is that true? Be'katan shelo agia l'chinuch. That's only true with a katan who has not reached the age of chinuch, the age of education, which we assume is the time where a child really begins to understand things in a fuller fashion. Ava katan she'agia l'chinuch. When a child reaches the age of education, afilu l'chatchila kasher. Even l'chatchila, he can read the Megillah. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Shrabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Because Rabbi Yehuda allows a katan, parentheses, that reached the age of chinuch, to read. So Basai, if you go with this version of the Mishnah, then in fact Rabbi Yehuda could be the author of the Mishnah, and that would therefore mean that halacha l'maisa, when it says chutz mecheresh shota v'katan, maybe the cheresh case is l'chatchila no, b'di'evet yes. So the Gemara says, "B'mayu kimtik Rabbi Yehuda v'di'eva in l'chatchila lo." So now, the way you're establishing this Mishnah at this point in time is that it reflects the view of Rabbi Yehuda that a cheresh can't read l'chatchila but can read b'di'eva. Eloha the tiny Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. But yet we learned elsewhere that what cheresh hamadaber ve'eno shamea torim l'chatchila. The cheresh who is able to speak but does not hear can separate truma l'chatchila. So money, whose opinion does that reflect? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, nor is it Rabbi Yossi. E Rabbi Yehuda di eved in l'chatchila lo. Because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yehuda only holds l'chatchila you can't, but di eved you can. E Rabbi Yossi, and if it's Rabbi Yossi, di eved nami lo. Remember, according to Rabbi Yossi, even di eved you are not permitted to go ahead and separate, and a chirish can't separate out shumas and maisros. Elamai Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, whose opinion does it reflect? Rabbi Yehuda. V'afilu l'chatchila. And Rabbi Yehuda's position is, even l'chatchila, you are permitted to go ahead and have the cheresh do this. So the Gemara says, 1 second. We'll say now, the Gemara is just revisiting all the previous arguments. What about that which we learned in Abraisa? Lo yivarich adam birkas hamazon belibo. A person should not bench in his heart, meaning a person should not bench without making the words audible. Ve'im beirach yotza. But if you benched without making the words audible, you're yotze. Money, whose opinion does this reflect? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. E Rabbi Yehuda, who amar afi l'chatchila nami. Because if it's Rabbi Yehuda holds, based on what we just said, that even l'chatchila this should be okay. Ve Rabbi Yossi, ha amar afi l'di'eved nami lo. And if it's Rabbi Yossi holds that even b'di'eved you can't do it. To which the Gemara says, li'olam Rabbi Yehuda hi. In reality, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Va'afilu l'chatchila nami lo. Right? And even l'chatchila you can't do it. Thank you. Velo kasha, and it's not a contradiction. Hadidei, hadirabei. So also, we're coming back to the same conclusion that there are two positions ascribed to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's own position and the position of his Rebbe. This sanya, Am Rabbi Yehuda Mishor Belaza Ben Azaria. Rabbi Yehuda said in Belaza Ben Azaria, Hakori Eshma. If one reads Shma, Tzarich Shiyashmiya LaOzno. He has to hear that which he is reading. Shne Emar, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. Omolo Rabbi Meir, Harehu Omer Ashanuchi Mitzadecha Hayom Alivavecha. Aye, but the pasuk says these are the words that I'm commanding you on your heart. Ech acher kavanas aleif hein hein advarim. Rabbi Meir says even if you don't articulate the words in a way that is audible, you're still yotze. So the Gemara says hashda da asis lahachi afilu temur Rabbi Yehuda kira beis v'rolei v'lo kashya. Velokashia, Harab Yehuda, Harabi Meir. Alright, so the bottom line of this particular discussion is we have essentially three different shitos. Here's pretty much the only thing we know with absolute certainty. The only thing we know with absolute certainty is that Rabbi Meir holds the lechatchila, even if you don't hear that which you are doing, whether it's in Birkas Hamazon, whether it's in Kriyashma, or whether it's separation shulos and maizros, lechatchila you are yotze. The other thing we know is Rabbi Yossi holds that even b'di'eved you're not yotze. The machlokes is position of Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Here's what everybody agrees with. According to Rabbi Yehuda, at least b'di'eved, you are for sure yotze. The only question is, does Rabbi Yehuda even allow for l'chatchila? Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shila, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, sh'amar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Rav Shila says the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? So I will say that seems to be saying the same thing, right? So when you say that, remember Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said what? That a kori es kriya shema, that when one reads shema, one must hear that which is coming out of his mouth. And the Gemara, and then the Gemara says, and the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a kori es shema v'lo shmi la'azno yatsa. Yatsa. So I will say, why do you need both statements? So I will say, by the way, according to the final reading of the Gemara, the way the Gemara essentially understands the halacha is how, that l'chatchila, how do you have to say shema? In a way that's audible. In a way that you can hear the words that are coming out of your mouth. But b'di'eved, if you just articulated the words but it was not audible, you're still yotze. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, utzricha. And we need both of these statements, meaning the statement that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Why? So the Gemara says, di'i ashmo in halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, because if the Gemara would have just said that halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, hava amina fil l'chatchila, I might have thought that if that in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says yotza, then what does that mean? Even l'chatchila your yotze if it's not audible. Kamash molon halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda shom mishum Elazar ben Azariah. And if the Gemara would have just said that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, the name of his rabbi, then hava amina tzorich ve'ein lo takana. I might have thought that therefore that means that what? That you have to hear the words that are coming out of your mouth, and if you didn't, you're stuck. Kamash malon halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda shom mishum. Excuse me. Kamash malon. Sorry. Right. Kamashalon halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Kash Rabosai. So bottom line, and this is the halacha lemaisa. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda in Rabbi ben Azariah. Namely, that first of all, when Rabbi Yehuda says yatsa in the Mishnah, yatsa means what? B'di'eved and not l'chatchila. And therefore that's the position of his Rebbe, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. L'chatchila, when a person says Shema, a person must articulate the words in an audible fashion that a person could hear them. But b'di'eved, as long as the person actually articulated or enunciated the words, maybe the better word, as long as you enunciated the words, b'di'eved, if you did not hear that which you are saying, you are still Yotzei Shema. Amar Rav Yosef, machlokis b'kriya Shema. The machlok is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi applies to Kriya Shema. About b'shar mitzvos, divrei hakol lo yata. When it comes to all other mitzvos, however, halacha lemaaseh, everybody agrees that you are not yotze. That you are not yotze. So if you, now actually Rashi points out over here that what does that mean, shar mitzvos? So Rashi says, b'chol ha-brachos. So really, there aren't really many other mitzvos that require a verbalization, where it's really referring to other brachos before the mitzvos. So the Gemara wants to suggest over here, Rav Yossi wants to suggest, Macholkes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is in Kriya Shema. But in every other case, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that you're not yotze if you don't articulate.
Entire Kriya Shema?
Sorry?
Entire Kriya Shema or just the first line?
This is right now just the first line. Right. L'chatchila, it's supposed to be for the entire Kriya Shema, but l'chatchila, the first line. Dichsiv, haskes u'shema Yisrael. Because the pasuk says haskes. Haskes literally means pay attention, or be attentive, and listen Israel. So the Gemara is understanding that to mean that a person has to go ahead and halacha l'maisa, hear everything that you do, and therefore when you make a bracha, you have to hear the entire bracha. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, lo yivarech adam birkas hamazon belivo. A person should not bench in their heart. Ve'imbeirach yotza. But if he did it, you're yotze. So what do you do with that? Right? So here the Brice explicitly says that as much as he's supposed to bench out loud, if you ended up benching to yourself, enunciated the words, but didn't hear what you were saying, you're still yotze. So the Gemara says, no. Ela'i itmar hachi itmar. This is what the Brice means to say. Amar Rav Yosef, machlokes b'kriya shema d'chsiv shema Yisrael. Aval b'shar mitzvos divrei hakol yotza. So the only machlokes that exists, Rav Yosef, is where? Is in the realm of kriya shema. Because in the realm of shema, you have that phrase, shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. And therefore, that's machlokes that you have to hear it or not hear it. But in any other mitzvah, everyone would agree that even if you did not hear the bracha that you are saying, you're yotze. I v'haksiv v'haskes. Haskes u'shema Yisrael. But what do you do with the pasuk that says, be attentive and hear Israel, right? Meaning, which seems to indicate that you have to hear everything you're doing in the realm of mitzvos. Hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. That pasuk is actually referring to divrei Torah. Rashi points out, hahu haskes u'shema b'divrei Torah k'siv, ki da'amrinon b'perek haro'eh, Kisesu atzmechen al divrei Torah. That haskis actually is used as a drasha, which literally means pound yourself down. Kises means to pound something for Torah, which is a way of saying that sublimate yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately you will be successful in Torah. Okay? Karav lo dikdik b'osi osea. If you read Shema, and we're not medakdik, we're not careful with the words. Amar Rav Tevi, Amar Rav Yoshia, halacha kedivrei shneihem lahakel. So Rav Tevi said in Rav Yoshia, the halacha follows both of the lenient opinions in the Mishnah. Namely, it follows the position of Rabbi Huda, that even if you did not hear the words of Shema that you are saying, b'di'evet, at least you are yotze. And furthermore, if you read it and were not medakdik, and were not careful with the pronunciation of the words, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, who holds that you're still yotze as well. So the Gemara goes on. V'am Rav Tevi, Amar Rav Yoshia. My dichsiv, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Shalosh, the Gemara here is quoting from Mishle. The pasuk says, Shalosh heina lo tisabena. There are three things that are never satisfied. Sha'ol, the grave, Otzer rechem, the narrow part of the womb, and Eretz lo sava mayim. And the world is never satiated with water. So the Gemara says, V'chi ma inyan. So the idea over here is the grave represents death. The narrow part of the womb represents physical intimacy, relations, that people are never satiated from the amount of relations they have. And just like the earth always needs more rain. The earth always needs more water. So the Gemara says, V'chi ma inyan sha'ol etzel rechem. What's the connection between a grave and the rechem, and the narrow part of the womb? So the Gemara says, Ela lomar lecha, ma rechem machnis umotzi. Just like the womb takes in, right, the womb of the woman takes in the zera, the seed of her husband, umotzi, and ultimately issues forth a child, af sha'ol, so to the grave, machnis, takes in the body, umotzi, and ultimately will expel, right, well, expel is maybe the wrong word, but will expel the body from the grave, a reference, of course, to the resurrection of the Tchias HaMesim. V'halol dvarim kav v'chomer. And the idea is the kav v'chomer, why? Umar rechem, shemach nisin bo b'cha shoyi, motzim imenu b'kole kolos. When the rechem, when the woman takes in the zera, the seed of her husband, it's done quiet, right? B'cha shoyi, it's done quietly, but yet when she issues forth the baby, it's done with kole kolos, it's done with incredible cries. Sha'ol, shemach nisin bo b'kole kolos, the grave, which takes in the body with incredible screaming, right, with yelling, with crying, eino din shemotzim mena b'kol kolos. All the more so when tchias hameisim occurs. Again, when the grave takes it in, the cries are cries of pain. When the grave ultimately will issue forth the body back into the world by tchias hameisim, there'll be incredible cries of happiness as well. Mikan tshuva laomrim ein tchias hameisim in haTorah. And the Gemara says, from here is a refutation of those who say that there is no scriptural allusion to Tchias HaMesim. As much as this is a pasuk from Mishle, not a pasuk from Chumash, nevertheless, it is a pasuk that at least makes a veiled reference to Tchias HaMesim. Tan Rav Yoshia kamei de Rava. Rav Yoshia said before Rava, he taught the following idea before Rava. Uksavtom, the pasuk says, and you shall write them. Hakol biksav. Now, what the Gemara is dashing over here is, all of this must be written. All of this must be written. B'ksav tam. So I'll say, what is this referring to? That when we write down the parshios of Kriyashma, let's say for tefillin, right? So the halacha is that it has to be a complete parsha. You have to write the entire parsha, afilu tzavos. Even what? Or let's say for mezuzah, even the tzavos. Now we'll say, what does that mean? That I might have had to have a meaning of the following. That if, let's say, I'm going to write the parsha of tefillin for tefillin, or the parsha of mezuzah for mezuzah, what should I include in there? Just the ikar part of the paragraph that speaks about the mitzvah. But I don't have to put in the psukim that what? That convey the instructions. Right? The instructions aren't the essence. The mitzvah is the instructions. So the Gemara dashes, no, ksav tam. Now the Gemara is making a play on words. Ksav tam means what? We translate it as you write. But ksav tam means it should be a complete writing. Even what? Even the, not just the mitzvah, but even the instructions associated with the mitzvah. Amar lei. Amar lei, the Amar lechamani, Whose opinion does this reflect? Rabbi Hudehi, the Amar Gabe Sota Olos Kosev, Tzavaos Eno Kosev. Rabbi Huda by Sota Maribel said the Sota is the one who's suspected of adultery. So the process for the Sota is that she's going ahead, we're going to take the parasha of Sota, we dissolve it in water, she drinks that concoction, and it's that mixture that ultimately determines her guilt or her innocence. So Rabbi Huda holds that by Sota, we only write down the curses themselves, we don't write down the instructions found in Parsha Sota. So the Gemara says, V'hasam hu dechsiv dekasav es ha'olos. Ha'ala aval ha'chok dechsivu ksavtam afilo savaos. And even Rabbi Huda holds that the only reason by Sota we only write down the curses and not the rest of the chapter, not the rest of the psukim is why? Because there is explicit. It says, write down the curses to the exclusion of everything else. But even Rabbi Huda would agree over here by tefillin, by mezuzah, where it says uksav tam, you should write everything, that you would write everything in the parasha. So the Gemara says, Atu tamid Rabbi Huda mishum dechsiv v'kasav. Is the reason Rabbi Huda is because it's v'kasav? No. Tamid Rabbi Huda mishum dechsiv alos. Alos in tzavaos lo. The reason for Rabbi Huda by Sota that he only requires you to go ahead and write the curses is why? Because the Torah explicitly says that all you're supposed to do is write the curses. So the Gemara says, lo ilo, if trisaka dait chamina, nelif ksiva ksiva mehasam. Mahasam alos in tzavaos lo, af hachanami tzavaos lo. So I might have thought that maybe we should make a gzira shava to Sota, that it says, because of it says you should write it by Sota, it says you should write it by tefillin mezuzos. The same way by Sota, you only write the curses, meaning you only write the primary item, but you don't include the instructions. So too, I might have thought by tefillin and mezuzos also, you only write the instructions relating to the mitzvah, but you could leave out all the other psukim that essentially are the instructions. Kamash Malan says the Gemara. Kamash Malan. Therefore, the Torah says uksav tam, not just simply v'kasav, but uksav tam, a complete writing. In the writing of the tefillin and the mezuzos, you must what? You must include the instructions in the writing of the parasha as well. So we'll stop over here. I'll pick up at two dots tomorrow.